This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The world's biggest retailer reported earnings today, and it wasn't pretty. Walmart said sales were down and cut its profit forecast for the year. The company blamed higher gas prices and payroll taxes. But you can use Walmart as a little window into what middle to lower income consumers are, and in this case, aren't buying. So we sent Stacey Vanek Smith to peek into some shopping carts.
The journey to the center of a Walmart shopping cart will be shorter than it used to be, says Brian Yarbrough, an analyst at Edward Jones. Overall, customers are buying less. What are they buying?
New T-shirts or some new underwear, but as far as stretching and buying some new pants and, you know, nicer shirt, I just don't think they're doing it.
So in the cart, absolutely have to have clothes, also some home necessities. Out of the cart?
Electronics didn't perform, toys didn't perform, sporting goods, seasonal didn't perform.
So don't expect to see bicycles, Xboxes, or patio furniture. And don't expect to find a lot of produce in a Walmart cart, says retail analyst Kevin Koop.
People who are cash-strapped tend to turn away from fresh foods. They will tend to buy more packaged goods.
Koop says Walmart's recent push to offer more fruits and vegetables was ill-timed. Analyst Brian Yarbrough says you'll spot some surprises in a Walmart cart.
It's like, you wouldn't think Snapper mowers and Weber grills would be doing well, but they are.
That's because low-income shoppers tend to splurge and scrimp, says Chris Christopher, a consumer analyst at IHS Global Insight.
They might say, okay, I want this one piece of luxury, but then they'll hang back on buying, say, middle-tier clothing.
The other thing about a Walmart cart, it might not be a cart at all, says Citigroup analyst Deborah Weinzweig. Offline, Walmart's the discount king, but online, it's losing lots of carts to retailers like Amazon. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.